Hidi Samskuratma Tattvam
Rata Smarani Hridi Samskuratma Tattvam
Satchit Sukham Paramahamsa Gatim Turiyam
Satchit Sukham Paramahamsa Gatim Turiyam
Yat Swapna Jagarasa Shuktama Vaiti Nityam
Yat Swapna Jagarasa Shuktama Vaiti Nityam
Tat Brahma Nishkalamaham Najabhuta Sangaha
Tadbrahma Nishkalamaham Najabhuta Sangaha
Let's do one more.
Prata smarami hridi samspuradatma tattvam
Prata smarami hridi samspuradatma tattvam
Satchit sukham paramahamsa gatim turiyam
Satchit sukham paramahamsa gatim turiyam
Yat swapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam
Yat swapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam
Tad brahma nishkalamaham naja bhuta sangaha
Tadbrahma nishkalamaham Vachabhuta sangraha
Okay, thanks. There's those animals again. Prataha smarami Hridi samspurat atmatattvam. So, prataha smarami hridi samspurat atmatattvam. Satchit sukham paramahamsa gatim turiyam yet swapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam tad brahma nishkalam Ahamna Chabhuta Sangaha. Hear that?
Lucky's howling.
I have to. I'm just going to go put them in my room and shut the door.
Okay. You might try it one more time for practice. So pretty.
You want to do it together?
We'll
do it together.
Prata smarami hridi samspuradatmatattvam Satchit sukham paramahamsa gatim turiyam Yat swapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam Tad brahma nishkalamaham Najabhuta sangaha
In the last two lines, sushuptama vaiti nityam, that S, the sushupta, is that one that goes in the back of the, well, it's supposed to be in the top of the mouth. Sushupta. Sushuptama vaiti nityam. And then tad brahma nishkalamaham, it's the same S. Nishkalamaham, nachabhuta sangaha. Let's do it again.
Prata smarami hridi samspuradatma tattvam Satchit sukham paramahamsa gatim turiyam Yat swapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam Najabhuta sangaha
Prataha means in the morning. Smarami. Smarami comes from the root smrit. It means to remember, which is an interesting word here because actually in the Vedanta, you are recognizing something at the time of teaching. When the pramana is working, you see something, you understand, you recognize yourself. And then, in contemplation, you bring that to mind and you contemplate on it. So here smarami means just in the morning I contemplate upon, but they're using, this word smarami that has that the richness of the whole Vedanta Pramana. Having recognized that self, I now bring that back to my memory in a sense. I contemplate upon what I learned at the time of teaching. So in the morning, smarami, I contemplate upon hridi in my heart. Samspurat, that which is shining. Atmatattvam, the truth of myself, truth of the Atma. It's literally prata smarami in the morning, means every morning this is what I do. In the morning I contemplate on the truth of myself, which is shining in my heart, the depth of the buddhi. Sat chit sukham. Sat chit sukham is sat chit ananda. Paramahamsa gatim turiyam. So here, the sat chit, that atmatattvam, that truth of the self, is the sat chit sukham, sat chit ananda. My own being, my own existence, which is consciousness, which is ananda, fullness. So I contemplate on myself, which I have recognized as sat-chit-sukham, which is the paramahamsa gatim. Paramahamsa is a sannyasi. So really, this is what the sannyasis, the mumukshus, those who are seeking to know the truth of myself, to know who I am, those people are the paramahamsas. Even when we did the Dakshinamurti in the Mangala Shruti, at the beginning prayer verse, Dakshinamurti is sitting with all these exalted paramahamsa, the rishis, all of those whose whole life has been focused on gaining this knowledge, and now they're brahmanishtas. But as brahmanishtas, they're sitting in front of Dakshinamurti, who has this chin mudra, and realizing he himself is sitting there in his own being, just resolved into his own being. And as they see him sitting there with this mudra, they also just realize the being which he has become a symbol of along with the mudra. So here, this sat-chit-sukham, the sat-chit-ananda, which is my own being, is the gati of all of the paramahamsas, of all of the sannyasis, of all of the mumukshus, of all those who want to know myself, to know who I am. This is where they end up. This is the recognition that they have. And that gati means that abode, that where they land, in terms of this pramana, and then what they contemplate on, having recognized it. It is this sat-chit-sukham, which is the atma-tattvam, which is the very truth of my being. And that truth of my being is what is turiyam. The word turiyam comes from the Mandukya Upanishad. It means that which has four parts. So this atma-tattvam, the truth of myself, can be divided into four parts. So what are those four parts? He says the turiyam is yet that which is swapna, that which swapna, dream, jagra, waking state, sushuptim, deep sleep state, avayati, that which shines, nityam, always, free from time. Nityam means free from time in reference to the Atma. That which shines free from time in swapna, jagra, sushuptim. It shines, the avayati means it shines, it illumines. It shines, witnesses, illumines, witnesses, not as subject-object, but as being self-evident consciousness. It shines there, changelessly, in all of the three states, waking, dream, deep sleep. So you have like this. In terms of your experience, we have the waking state, the dream state, and the deep sleep state, and then the Atma, which is the fourth. So Swamiji, so fourth, how is it the fourth? Well, he says, Swamiji will use this, like a dollar bill has four quarters. A dollar bill is made of four quarters, but the dollar, right, contains all of them. So here, that fourth state, the turiya, the fourth, is the Atma, which is the adhishtana of all the other three. right? But also is free of all of the other three. So when you say this fourth, the first three are waking, dream, and deep sleep, but the fourth is the adhishtana of all of the other three and shines independently also, because the other three are mitya. So the Mandukya Upanishad goes through and folds the nature of all of these three states, the waking, dream, and deep sleep, as the first three quarters, and the fourth one is the Atma, the Turiya. And so each one of those quarters is unfolded, the waking state, and from the standpoint of the Jiva, from the standpoint of the Ishvara, then the dream state from the standpoint of the Jiva, from the standpoint of Ishvara, causal state, and the deep sleep state from both standpoints, and then the Turiya, that fourth state. So it will analyze this in reference, the Mandukya Upanishad will analyze these four states in reference to the four states, but it will also analyze the Omkara, the Om, where the Om is actually comprised of a diphthong, which is A and U. A plus U is O. The diphthong means two letters are involved. So A plus U is O, plus the M, Om. So the A is the waking state, and it goes into all of the reasons why A is the waking state. U is the middle state, is the dream state. M is the causal state. So A, M, M, A, U, M. And then the silence is Brahman. So once you understand, so really we say the Mandukya Upanishad is an unfoldment of Om. Right? So A, U, M. And once you're done with the Mandukya, then the Omkara, the word Om, contains the whole vision of the Advaita Vedanta. That's why it's considered the most sacred syllable for all of the Vedas. The Omkara is the most sacred, and it begins every mantra. So once you say Om, you're really invoking the whole nature of reality in that. And if you've studied, if the Omkara has been unfolded to you, the whole vision of Vedanta is included in it. So it says, that Atma Tattvam, which is shining in my heart, I contemplate upon every morning. And that Atma Tattvam is the Satchit, Sukham. My being, existence, means existence. My amness, Chit, is the consciousness, which is my own self, non-objectifiable. And then Sukham is the Ananda, the fullness, the wholeness. And that Satchit, Sukham, is what all beings seek. All beings seek that, to know that I want to keep existing. I mean, you know, I want to exist at least one more day. I don't want to end my existence now. Let me go on existing. Let me go on knowing. Let me learn. Let me know. And then, Sukham, let me be happy. So we're actually seeking to get myself, to reach myself in the universe. You know, we're trying to find myself in the universe where it isn't. But when we hold up the mirror of the Vedanta Pramana, then like a mirror, the mind is able to recognize that everything I've been seeking in this world is really my own nature. So, Satchitsukam, Paramahamsa Gatim, as we said, that which is sought consciously by all of the mumukshus, by all of the sannyasis, and that which is the fourth state, the turiyam, the fourth state, that which shines, illumines the swapna jagrat, the dream, the waking, and the deep sleep state, nityam, free from time, it illumines, is the sakshi, is the consciousness, the self-evident consciousness, which allows knownness, which is the knownness which these three states enjoy. Then Tad Brahma, that Brahman, which is Nishkalam, which itself, even though we call it the fourth, in reference to the other three, which are Mitya. But that Brahman, the waking dream and deep sleep, are Mitya. It's the fourth as the Adhishtana of the other three. But that Brahma, Nishkalamaham, that Brahman is itself Nishkalam, without any parts, without any type of duality. You can't divide. It's indivisible. So Tad Brahma, which is Nishkalam, that Brahma, which is Nishkalam, which has no parts, Aham, I am that. I am that Brahman, which itself is free from any duality. Nacha Bhuta Sangaha, I am not this conglomerate of all of the Bhutas, space, air, fire, water, earth. I am not this. I am not this body, mind, sense organs, which is made of the five elements, the subtle elements, the physical elements. I am not this, and I'm not this. I am not anything that can be objectified. The five Bhut, the whole world is viewed as Maya, is viewed as these five elements. So the Bhutas, Sangaha means that group of Bhutas. These five elements, I am free from. Okay. So elements and elementals, the sattva aspect of the elements, the rajas aspect of the elements, the tamas aspect of the elements. You have the elements, five elements, the elementals, and then the three levels of these, the subtle and gross of the elements, subtle and gross of the elements, and then the elementals and the sattva, rajas, and tamas aspect of all of the elements, and that kind of covers it, everything. So Maya, sattva, rajas, and tamas, displays itself in the form of the five elements, space, air, fire, water, earth, and each one of those elements then has a sattva, rajas, and tamas aspect. The tamas aspect goes through this process of grossifying that we call panchikarana, becomes the physical world. The sattva and rajas remain subtle, and so that's where we get our knowership, the knower-known relationship, the consciousness that's reflected there. And in the rajas, that's where we get our prana, our organs of action. So when he says Bhuta Sangaha, that's complete. The Bhuta are the five elements. And so this conglomerate of the five elements, which have these three qualities of sattva, rajas, and tamas, actually explains away every single thing, every phenomena in the universe, from nama, rupa, name, and form, to any type of motion or activity, or to the manifestation of consciousness. And that way it's a very useful prakriya, you know. So that's the first verse. Let's chant this verse and then go to the second verse. We have to do the second verse a few times. Let's chant this verse and then do it to the second verse. Okay.
Okay. Pratar bhajami.
Pratar bhajami.
Manaso.
Manaso.
Vachasamagamyam.
Vachasamagamyam.
Pratar bhajami. Manaso. Vachasamagamyam.
Pratar bhajami. Manaso. Vachasamagamyam.
Vacho vibhanti.
Vacho vibhanti.
Nikila.
Nikila.
Yadanugrahena.
Yadanugrahena.
Vacho vibhanti. Nikila. Yadanugrahena.
Vacho vibhanti. Nikila. Yadanugrahena.
Yam neti neti.
Yam neti neti.
Vachanair nigama.
Vachanair nigama.
Avochan.
Avochan.
Yam neti neti. Vachanair nigama. Avochan.
Yam neti neti. Vachanair nigama. Avochan.
Tam deva deva.
Tam deva devam.
Oh, deva devam. Ajamachuta.
Ajamachutam.
Ahuragriyam, is that right?
Yeah. Ahuragriyam.
Tam deva devam. Ajamachutam. Ahuragriyam.
Tam deva devam.
Ajamachutam. Ahuragriyam. Do the whole thing?
Yeah, let me just read that last line for you. Tam deva devam, because these are different words. This compound, deva devam, ajam, Achyutam Ahur Agriyam. So that's where you'd put the emphasis.
Okay.
Devadevam Ajam Achyutam. If I broke the Sendhi, Ahuhu. Ahur Ahur Agriyam.
Okay.
Let's try that again. And then do the whole thing.
Tam
deva devam
ajam achyutam
ajam achyutam
ahuragriyam
ahuragriyam
tam deva devam ajam achyutam ahuragriyam
tam deva devam ajam achyutam ahuragriyam.
All together.
Tam
bhajami
manaso vachasam agamyam vacho vibhanti nikala yamitanukrahena yam neti neti vachanair nikama avochan tam deva devam ajamad chitam ahuragriyam. I'll teach it and then we'll do these two. We'll practice them a little bit. That's all we'll do this class, is this, these two. Okay. Prater Bhajami. In the top one it says Prater Smarami, I contemplate on. Now it's Prater Prataha Bhajami. Well, let me do the Sindhi. Prater Bhajami Manasaha Vachasam Agamyam Vachaha Vibhanti Nikilaha Yad Anugrahena Yam Na Iti Vachanaihi Nigamaha Avochan Tam Deva Devam Ajam Achutam Ahuhu Agriyam. Okay? Prater Bhajami, I worship in the morning. Manasaha Vachasam Agamyam, I worship in the morning that which is Agamyam, not objectifiable. Manasaha, by the mind, for the mind, or for the speech. It cannot become an object. It can't become an object of the mind, and it can't become an object of the speech. Which we saw this in the Dakshinamurti also, right? The Atma is not—it's free from time and space. Being free from time and space, it's not available for any type of objectification. It's just conscious being, which is non-objectifiable, and so therefore, it can't become an object for your mind, or an object for any of the words you use, that all have their meaning. Their meaning existing within samsara, within the world. Okay? So, every morning I worship that which is agamyam, cannot be an object of the mind or of the speech. Vachaha vibhanti nikilaha yad anugrahena. But vachaha nikilaha, but All speech, vachaha, nikilaha, all speech. But all speech shines, is illumined, yad anugrahena, by the grace of whom all speech is illumined, all speech shines. So, that which cannot be illumined, or that which cannot be an object of the mind or the speech, but that which, by whose grace, yet anugrahena, by whose grace all speech shines, comes into manifestation, is known. All speech is known. Yam neti neti vachanaihi nigamaha avochan. Nigamaha are the Vedas, the nigamas of the Vedas. So nigamaha are the Vedas, the four Vedas, avochan, they say, they describe which, yam, which, they describe which, by the words, vachanahi, not this, not this. So the whole teaching, in a sense, except there's going to be a positive assertion, the teaching really is stripping off everything that you had identified with as the self, leaving only the self. So it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this. It's called neti neti, neti neti, na iti, na iti, na iti. So that's the teaching, that's the basic stance of the teaching methodology. Having removed everything from this, everything that you experience from the self, then the self can be directly pointed to. And so that teaching methodology, for instance, once you recognize that you're aware of your mind, of your thoughts, of the ahankara itself, once you've objectified that, then you can differentiate yourself from that which is being illumined. Once you realize there's a subject object, that's where we call consciousness the sakshi. We call consciousness the witness, consciousness the sakshi. Because when you recognize that your mind and all of your thoughts, all of the vrittis are illumined, then who's the illuminator? This is known, then who knows it? And so then we have to account for and discuss and point to the one who is the actual luminary, the self-evident consciousness. But you can't do that, really, unless that viveka, that discrimination, has taken place. So when they say, yam, the one who, whom, not this, not this, by the words, by their words, the Nigamaha says, points to. The Vedas point to this, by the words, not this, not this. The Vedas to whom, the Vedas point to whom, by the words, not this, not this. Then, tam, that not this, not this, what is being pointed to? Tam, him, that one, who is Devadevam, the luminary of the luminaries. So you can say the god of the gods, but really if you think of it, the luminary of the luminaries is the consciousness that lights up the mind and the sense organs. The luminaries that we have available as an upadi are all the sense organs, right? And the mind. And so the one who lights up the sense organs of the mind, tam devadevam, ajam, the one who is free from birth, achutam, the one who is free from time, who is changeless, who never veers from who it is, from what it is, from what the self is, it never veers from that position. It is ajam, achutam, ahuhu. They say, those wise ones say, that self is devadevam, ajam, achutam, and agriyam. Agriyam means the cause of all causes, the first, that which is the first. Before any expression of duality, that which is there is this non-dual conscious being, which is the luminary he's the luminary of all of the luminaries. There is no time for the self, and so there's no birth. The self has never been born. And then, and having never been born, it's free from change, achutam, because if you've never been born, there's no change for you. So you're achutam. You don't come off of the position. You don't degenerate in any way or change from who you are. Kind of like if you have a ripe fruit, a beautiful ripe fruit, over time that fruit will decay. It will move away from what it was. That's chutam. The achutam is that which never moves away or changes from what it is. It's timeless, changeless. So the being that you are now is the being that you are. So achutam. Ahuhu, they say, that is agriyam. Agriyam means that which the one who is the first cause, means that which is there first, never to be objectified. So those are the verses. Let's chant these two again. We'll do the next two tomorrow morning.
You want to do them all together?
Yeah.
Vatasmarami vidisam spuradatma tattvam satchitsukam paramahamsakatin turiyam yasvapna jagadashishitam abaiti nityam Brahma Nishkalamaham Natcha Bhuta Sangha Pratyar Vajami Manaso Vachasam Agamyam Vacho Vipanti Nikila Yadanukrahena Yanneti Neti Vachanair Nigama Avochan Tam Deva Deva Majamad Chita Mahura Kriyam.
To keep practicing, isn't it beautiful?
So beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice to know the words. That's all we can do, but I'm open for some satsang or some questions. What time is it? 5:40. We'll do the rest of it tomorrow.
I remember that verse we were talking about the mind and the yato vacha.
Jo nivartan ke yadmanasasaha. Yeah. It's there twice in the Taittiriya. It starts one section and it ends a section. Yeah. That from which the sense organs and mind come, the speech and the mind return. Having not gotten to where they were trying to go, not being able to reach.
There's something about that word samsputa.
Samsputa, it's a present participle. And it goes, if I were to break it, it would go samyak for the sun, means very well. Sputa, shining. Sometimes it has the meaning of throbbing, like flashing, throbbing or flashing. But atma's not, it's not flashing, you know. It just means that consciousness, which is samyak sputa, constantly shining. Sputa is a present participle. So it means it goes on shining. So I remember, I contemplate on the Atma, which is continually shining in my heart in the morning. The morning I contemplate on the truth of the Self, which is shining in my heart. That Satchitsukham, which is the goal of all the mokshas, of all the jnani, where they rest, where they abide. It is the fourth which shines, illumines the wake, that which is the turiya, the fourth, which itself illumines the swapnaja, the waking state, the dream state, waking state, and deep sleep state, avaiti nityam, timelessly, free of time. It abides and illumines these three states of experience. I am that Brahman, which is nishkalam, free from any parts. I am not this Bhuta Sangaha, this body, mind, sense organs, just made of the five elements. In the morning I worship that which cannot be reached by the mind or by words, but by whose grace all words themselves shine. That one, which the Vedas describe by the words, not this, not this. That one who is Devadevan, the luminary of all the luminaries, free of birth, free of decay, Agriyam. That which is the first, before all else. Ahuhu, those wise ones say.
Is this Shankara?
I think it is. I think it is. I'm not positive, though. Some things that are attributed to Shankara are attributed to some later Shankaracharya.
Mm-hmm.